Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
What we're going to do is cut to the Trump right now. What is he? What's he been doing?
Well, he's a very busy man, but he's busier than usual today. Well, in the last 24 hours. So he's the new news from the States is that he has tweeted out overnight that he is going to ban trans people from the military.
Mm.
We don't know yet if this is going to be a retrospective ban, but there's been no statement from the White House
Read to me the statement that he said, because people might not have read this already.
I reckon using the word statement's a bit generous.
Twitterment.
So basically Sarah Huckabee Sanders has clarified the move.
Sorry, just to back up, the lady with the job that nobody wants.
Yes, that's right. White House spokesperson.
Yes.
Spokeswoman. That's it here.
Okay.
It's a military decision. And it's the current policy is too expensive and disruptive and erodes military readiness and military cohesion.
Yes, but that's the spin on what he wrote, which was literally said
pretty much the same thing.
No, but his,
I don't have it right.
His is more dickish. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the US military. Our military must be focused and decisive and overwhelming. Victory cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you. That's like he's actually tweeted that out like an official missive.
Yes, from his
missive.
Twitter page. And of course, poor Sarah Huckabee, I should say poor, she gets paid to do it. Mm. She's come out and tried to clarify, but there's nothing really to clarify. It's just a ridiculous and utterly outrageous suggestion. I want to know... you know, is it going to be retrospective? Are they going to stop spending so much money on Viagra, which they
What the insinuation is here is he's saying costs too much to keep them in meds during transition and after.
I think also ridiculous things like, oh, we have to, you know, came out today saying, oh, we have to waste time going to, you know, basically trans training where we get sensitivity training. Which is, you know, maybe 1 hour a year or something.
Has anybody taken a little step back and gone, geez, I wonder how much you're spending on bombs?
No.
But and other military
hardware. I thought you
hardware.
Said bombs for a minute. Bombs.
Well, that's the other thing. No. I don't know.
Well, it's a human rights issue. I'd be interested to see what happens in terms of human rights lawyers. I've noticed quite a bit of activity on my feed today. I've got a lot of American friends who are asking their legal people about is this constitutional, unconstitutional, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty outrageous.
No. You know what I say? Boobs, not bombs.
That's right.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, we're joined today, of course, by all of the Tabithas on the payroll.
All of them. Mm.
Tabitha 1, the original and still the best. how's your week this week?
It's been all right.
Are you studying back at school?
Yeah.
Tabitha, of course, is head girl at Effing Secondary College.
That's the one.
And you'll be having exams soon?
October.
Right. Well, that should be right at the top of your mind. And if you click that pen, you know I'm going to smack you. Okay. Tabitha 2 is also with us. Hi, Tabitha 2.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Now, Tabitha's producer in training with Daniel Mason. We're happy to have a staff of 15 in the studio. So if anybody else feels the need to work for us, are you getting us in line? How's it going?
Yeah, but if you want to apply, you can only be named Tabitha.
Yeah, that's right.
That is very true.
T3.
I think we need like a...
T3PO.
We can build an army.
We need someone to play music as, you know... guests come in and that sort of thing. Like
that's
a mandolin
or a trumpeter.
Like that. Trumpeter would be good. Yeah.
An army of Tabithas. It'd be great if we could have an army of transgendered ex-US military officers called Tabitha.
Yeah, that'd be good.
There's bound to be. What are the statistics? I think there's 2,500 transgendered people currently enlisted in
there. Lots of very different figures. Caitlyn Jenner says there's 15,000.
Caitlyn Jenner is now looking like a fool. Yeah. Not that she didn't earlier for being a staunch Republican, but she did stand up and support that man.
Yeah.
He
believed that he was going to stand up for the GLBTIQ.
He was seen marching around a stage holding a rainbow flag saying, I won't let you guys down.
Has he done anything that he can do? Of course he hasn't.
Dick.
No.
Can you say that on radio?
Just did.
Joy.
But you know something that's been obsessing me ever since you asked me the question earlier today? Hot nanas. We might talk about that after the news too. If you were going to have a TV grandmother...
Yes.
Who would you have? Just pop that in your...
Doesn't have to be a hot nana.
No, but I got that from Tabitha too, who just wants a hot nana. And we can talk about that. But just pop it in the back of your mind.
If you could have any nana from TV, who would you have?
And do they have to actually be an active nana on TV?
Yeah, let's give this some rules.
Yeah, okay.
They have to play a nana on TV.
But
they have to play grandmother.
I want all of the Golden Girls.
They must be a grandmother to someone.
They've got kids and grandchildren, I'm sure.
That's
right. I like the way that in the show there's no apparent children.
No.
But I'm sure
they're
nannies.
We can make our own rules up.
I love this. Tabitha 2, you have you're firm on it. We're all like, is it a bit, kind of weird to want? You just came out with?
Straight away, my hot grandma would be Jane Fonda.
There's your sound grab for her wedding. Yeah. Straight out of the gate, Jane Fonda. And is that based on her work in Frankie and, what are they called? Frankie and the current one.
Haven't watched it. I just love her and think that she's grouse. And yeah, I forgot to pick my grandma. It would be
Maybe you should have had her as your grandma back in the day when she could move her own face.
Joy 94.9.
Just following up on the who'd you want as your grandma from TV.
Yeah, so who did you want?
I want all of the Golden Girls.
Yes, okay. And I said Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond because she was very passive-aggressively hilarious. Although I would go with Endora, who was Agnes Moorehead from Bewitched.
See, now I like that you've – is it Bewitched that these girls are named after? Yeah. Tabitha's from the Bewitched series, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all of the Tabithas, of course, Tabitha 2 just wants a hot nana.
Yeah, she wanted Jane Fonda, which I thought puts one under a lot of pressure and then to look –
Gabby Glow was all about, I want a hot nana. I'm like, I don't want to take some, you don't want the pressure.
No, that's creepy.
Tabitha too, we had concerns that if you're running around with Jane Fonda as your nana, you're just under constant pressure to look a certain way. She's going to be a bitchy nana. Don't eat that.
It's going to be hard work.
Put your collar up.
Or maybe she'll be the other way so that she's always in the spotlight.
Mm. Oh, look at you.
That's good thinking.
Hiding your light under a bushel, Tabitha 2. Tabitha 1, did you give us your nana of choice?
Mrs. Brown from Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Wow, straight out of the gun.
Yeah, I know.
Had that in the barrel?
Yep.
Don't know who that is, but I blacked out while Tabitha was trying to explain it to me before, so I'm scared to ask her, although I do have my hand on her microphone now. Don't know who Mrs. Brown's Boys are.
I've heard of Mrs. Brown's Boys.
If it's not on the television,
I don't know. Went to high school with them, myself.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
I did not.
No.
Joy, 94.9.
Goodness. What are you? You're chuckling at your own iPadery there. What's happening?
I am. Well, you know how I'm a news junkie.
Yeah,
I like the serious things in life.
Yes, you got any news?
Well, did you know the Queen, our Queen?
Our Queen Elizabeth,
Not the Queen's here.
No.
Just
not the Queen of Canine.
The proper Queen.
Yeah.
Do you know that she owns a McDonald's?
She does not.
A fast food burger establishment?
Yes.
She does. She owns a building which houses a...
Is she allowed to do that? Because she can do whatever she wants. She's the Queen.
She's made the rules, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing her doing a, just the odd shift just to keep...
Oh, you've got to keep your hand in.
With the subjects.
Yes.
And running the drive-thru.
Yeah, and every now and then she'd probably go through as a customer.
Yes.
My husband and I.
A secret shopper.
Yeah.
Secret
chopper.
Isn't it? That's what they call
it. Yeah, that's right.
Secret chopper.
But,
so I just love the whole idea. And if she was working there, would she answer the drive? Would she say through the drive-thru, "So what can I get you?" That sort of thing?
Yes, that's
or
right.
Or would she try to disguise herself?
No, she'd
like
probably
Undercover Boss.
Undercover Boss. Well, that would be.
Because I know that's one of your favourite shows.
I love Undercover Boss. And, for example, say this is our workplace, which it kind of is, let's face it, and I was trying to undercover boss you. What would they have to do to me? Can you think of any physical transformation they could make that would make you go, "Oh, that's not Mason"?
Well,
I mean, awkward in this context because I'll be saying, "You're with Dan or Mason."
Yes, you'd have to have surgery on the voice.
Yeah.
And probably gender reassignment, which is probably very un-PC to say. But you would have to have some facial hair.
Yeah.
Be a foot shorter or taller.
I think you can change yourself physically. They can do whatever they want, wigs, moustaches.
Mm.
But that you can't transform the voice. So if somebody's working with, if you're working, if that's your boss. That's another thing I never understand about that show. How
I think it's because they're not directly...
They're
working
sort of like
for them.
More...
They're like, the CEO and this guy's just the forklift driver
right.
and whatever.
Yeah.
So, the Queen would be the forklift driver in this example. No, she wouldn't be the boss. So, would you like fries with that? That sort of thing.
Is that your Queen's accent, though?
Yep. That's the best I can do.
My burger and I. I don't know.
Well, at least they don't put the corgis in the burgers.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.